This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Later this morning, the Emmy nominations will be revealed. We will bring you the nominations when they come out later this morning. But for a preview right now, what shows are shoe-ins, what actors are sure things, who might be shut out, we have Kim Potts, who runs the blog TV Screener. Kim, who do you think will grab some of the big nominations?
I think the whole cast of Mad Men and 30 Rock are kind of shoe-ins again this year. They won the Best Comedy and Best Drama awards last season. I think those shows and most of their casts are shoe-ins.
Let's hear a little bit from Mad Men.
Crab Coulson guarantees there will be some astronauts there.
Really? My nephews would love an autograph.
Astronauts love golf. I'll see what I can do.
You're there to sell, but you're also there to listen. Every scientist, engineer, and general is trying to figure out a way to put a man on the moon or blow up Moscow, whichever one costs more. We have to explain to them how we can help them spend that money.
Now, this show is on a lesser-known network, AMC. Is it a first for them?
No, they were actually nominated last year and won the Best Drama Emmy last year. I think this year the big thing for them is that their lead, John Hamm, I think I would pick him to win the Best Actor. He's absolutely a shoo-in to get a nomination, but I think he'll probably win it, too.
And this is about advertising executives in what decade?
In the 50s and 60s.
Okay. So now, besides that, you've got 30 Rock. Is there one person who's going to be nominated?
For 30 Rock, I think both Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin will be nominated and probably both win again.
I mean, Tina Fey will win for just being best human being at this point.
I mean, exactly.
Best showed up. I mean, wow.
Best Sarah Palin.
Exactly.
Let's not forget
best
about
everything.
That. But that's,
yeah.
All right. Who do you want to get nominated that's maybe a personal favorite in terms of a show that you watch but, you know, may or may not get the nod?
There's a great drama on FX called Sons of Anarchy, which a lot of people haven't seen yet. It was the first season just premiered, and the second season starts in September. And it's a great show. I've kind of described it as The Sopranos if they were a motorcycle gang instead of mobsters. And it's just a really tightly written, intense, funny, dark, just a great, great show.
Yeah, I myself haven't seen it, but here's a little bit of Sons of Anarchy.
Jax is in a real strange place. He doesn't need any outside voices in his head. Stay clear of him.
We're not 19 years old anymore. You can't dictate what he does, who he sees.
I'm his mother. And until I am dead and cold, I am going to do anything I have to do to protect him.
Kind of a family drama there.
Yeah. I mean,
how do the Emmys stay relevant when there are so many fringe kind of niche shows like this that aren't shared by everybody but are kind of a long tail experience?
They are actually doing a new thing this year. In the past, there have been just 5 nominees in each category. This year, they've added another one, so there are 6. The hope is kind of that will mean some shows that, you know, typically the shows in the last few years have been the Mad Men and Breaking Bad that won that not necessarily a lot of people saw. So the hope is that with 6 nominations in each category this year, a lot of the more popular shows like Lost and 2.5 Men and those kind of shows will be nominated.
Very quickly, are a lot of more intense shows the ones that are winning acclaim or broader comedies?
It's definitely the more intense shows, the Mad Men. Bryan Cranston was the huge surprise winner last year for lead actor in a drama for Breaking Bad. So definitely those shows are typically the ones that have won.
All right. I've seen Breaking Bad. It is very intense.
Intensity,
and Kim Potts, founder and editor of the blog TV Screener. Thank you.
Thank you.